Okay, so do you, is the gentleman on yet?
Yes, sir, I've got him right here.
Okay, we're going to get started now, and the Honorable Ms. Rittenhouse will be conducting the hearing. So if you can just put him on, we will move forward at this point, sir.
Okay, I have Seal 3 Trujillo here who can translate. Do you want to speak to her or to Mr. Salgado first?
If she could introduce herself at this time, and then okay. Ms. Rittenhouse will move forward.
Let us put it on speaker, and that would be the easiest thing.
Okay, thank you.
Okay, good morning, everyone. Mr. Salgado? Mr. Salgado?
Soy Ignacio Palomo.
Mr. Salgado?
Please.
Could you please state your name and your ADC number?
Salgado Ignacio 11988.
Okay, National 111-988.
Thank you so much. And Officer Trujillo, could you please just state your name and your position for the record?
This is DO3, Villamonte Trujillo.
Okay, thank you so much. We really appreciate your help today.
All right, thank you.
Okay, so I'll try to go slow so that you can translate for him.
Perfect.
So he's appearing before the Board of Executive Clemency, and this is for a 412A, which is general parole or absolute discharge today. Those are the two possible types of release today.
Okay, just a few questions para para escuchar su audiencia, lo que vamos para que lo puedan dejar salir. ¿Están de acuerdo con él?
Sí, estoy de acuerdo.
And he became eligible, or he will become eligible for these on October 5th of this year, of 18.
Dice que podría estar elegible para irse el octubre 5 de este año.
So that means essentially if we granted parole today, then he would not be eligible to be released until October 5th. Okay. And Officer, I'm just going to introduce the board members by name, and you probably don't need to translate for that. Just tell them I'll be introducing the board members. Okay, we have the Honorable Louis Quinones, the Honorable David Neal, the Honorable Dr. C.T. Wright, who's our board chairman, the Honorable Michael Johnson, and my name is Gail Rittenhouse. I'll lead the hearing today.
Okay.
We'll just start with a quick summary. Mr. Salgado is 58 years old. Okay, and he's serving 25 years to life for the crime of first degree murder. Okay. And that the murder occurred on September 10th, 1991, when he was about 31 years old. Okay. So, and he was convicted by jury trial on January
23rd, 1995.
And sentenced, he was sentenced on March 2nd,
1995.
Okay, and he was also sentenced to a 7.5-year sentence for aggravated assault, but that sentence has expired. Okay. And Mr. Salgado has in all the time that he's been in prison, he has only two majors on his discipline. And his most recent discipline was a long time ago. It was March 2nd of 2006 for disobeying an order.
Dice que el marzo siempre fue el marzo del 2006, por eso después de ser una hora.
Sí.
Okay. And this is Mr. Salgado's first hearing before the board.
Esta es la primera audiencia que va a tener antes de su voz.
Sí.
Okay. We have no letters of support from family, and we have no letters from victims today for this hearing. Okay. We also have no supporters here, so we allow people to come and attend in person. We have no supporters and no victim representatives here today. Okay, the record shows that he owes restitution of $1,700. Okay. We also show that Mr. Salgado has an ICE detainer. Okay. And he has completed a few programs in prison to include, I know that Mexican nationals don't get programming, but he's taken reentry, conflict resolution, and a design for living. Okay, and officer, could you ask him if he remembers any other programs that he took? We do have a letter from the county attorney dated June 22nd, 2018 that is asking us to deny parole. Yes, we have a letter from the Maricopa County attorney. They write letters and they're asking us to deny parole. Understood. I'll do a quick summary of the crime itself, and that is that on September 10th, 1991, Mr. Salgado murdered Jorge Ochoa. Mr. Ochoa was involved in a romantic relationship with Mr. Salgado's sister. So Mr. Salgado came to Mr. Ochoa's residence and threatened to shoot up his trailer if he didn't come out. So Mr. Ochoa ran out and tried to hide between some cars, but Mr. Salgado shot the windows out of the car. So Mr. Ochoa tried to run away, but Mr. Salgado ran after him and fired shots from the gun.
Sí. Mira que el quinto corredor corrió más bien que usted corrió atrás de él y fue cuando lo disparó.
Sí. And he hit Mr. Ochoa in the leg, so Mr. Ochoa fell to the ground.
Como usted le disparó en la pierna, él se cayó al piso.
Sí. And then Mr. Salgado walked up to Mr. Ochoa and shot him two times in the head at close range.
Cuando ya usted se acercó a él, le disparó dos veces más y le disparó dos veces más.
Sí. And then Mr. Salgado fled to Mexico and for more than 2 years, and then he was arrested in October of
1993.
So, what we do, and we'll ask today for Mr. Salgado to tell us, does he have anything to add about what happened that day? I mean, why was he angry with Mr. Ochoa?
Porque él quiere saber qué más ocurrió o por qué usted estaba enojado con Ochoa.
Porque el señor estaba abusando de mi sobrina, de una niña de 14 años.
Because Ochoa was abusing his niece and he was only 14 years old.
Okay. So did he call the police about that?
Usted llamó a la policía para reportar eso.
Hicieron un reporte a la policía.
Antes o después.
Antes de que pasara todo eso. Y la policía nunca hizo nada. Y yo tomé y se me fue.
He said that they reported to the police before that, but the police didn't do anything about it. And when the day that happened, he was drunk, he was drinking, that's when he did it.
Okay, I see. Was Mr. Salgado on parole or probation for anything at that time?
¿Usted estaba como en alguna relación? ¿Usted estaba yendo a un trabajo o estaba yendo a un profesional que se retiraba a su casa ni nada de eso?
¿Antes
de que pasara todo eso?
No.
¿Usted no había estado en un crimen? No, nothing like that. No, no, he was not a criminal.
So he had no criminal record in Mexico.
¿Tiene ningún crimen que haya hecho en México aquí antes de ese?
No, no, yo trabajaba para mi familia.
No, I'll do what you're talking about for me.
Okay. And what kind of work does he do?
Can he do it right now or
back then? What kind of work was he doing?
¿Qué trabajo hacía cuando en aquel tiempo?
Ordinaba vacas en un establo.
We were working on a dairy, milking the cows and taking care of, you know, the cows.
Sure, okay. And that was in Mexico?
Esto fue en México aquí.
Aquí yo trabajé como...
You were working in like for about 11 years.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Okay. All right. And what? And I know Mr. Salgado said he wants to go home. Mm-hmm. What is different about Mr. Salgado now? I mean, he's been in prison a long time. What's different now?
¿Qué es diferente de usted como de cuando era cuando usted cometió un crimen? ¿Qué es diferente ahora? Porque usted se quiere en su casa.
Yo cambié, ¿no? Soy diferente.
¿Qué es lo que está haciendo como para mejorar?
Ya cumplí a Dios.
He gave his life to Jesus.
And when was that?
Cuando la casa se entregó a Dios.
Ya tenía años.
Like 30 years ago, he's been doing well, he's been working on himself. And he's been doing well, he's been working on
himself.
He never used drugs before in the past, and never done in prison. He doesn't drink any alcohol or nothing like that. He's been really sad while he's in prison.
Yes, he has a very good disciplinary record. It's very good.
Yes, and he's in the yard where he used to be, and respectful, very hard worker. I mean, he was never still known. He was part of one of my crews.
Okay.
We're not about that, you may.
All right. What, I know he has an ICE detainer, so he would be deported, but what would be his plans? What would he do?
Cuando usted está como huésped por trabajo para la inmigración, ¿cuál es su plan?
Primeramente, voy a dormir solo. Tiene que ir más allá de una fe de todo. Poquita a poquita, mis hijos que están aquí, y desde que son mis hijos y todos mis amigos aquí, pero cuando me reportan para México, allá tengo poquita familia, allá voy a trabajar otra vez.
Yeah. He said that he still has some family from the town he was born, the town he came from, and he's going to go there with his family and work.
Does he have a wife and children?
¿Tiene hijos y esposa?
Sí, pero están aquí. ¿Su esposa está aquí también? Sí, pero ya se divorció.
He's divorced, and yeah, he has children, and they were all in the States.
Okay. Does he stay in touch with his children?
Siempre habla con sus hijos, siempre habla con ellos,
escribe, yo envío a la visita de mis dos hijas.
Yes, they write letters and they keep coming and visiting them.
Oh, good. Okay, that's very good. Okay, so but his kids are here in this country.
Yes.
Okay.
I'm looking.
Tengo
five.
Una hija en Houston.
He has three children here in Phoenix, one daughter in Houston,
and he has a son
in Mexico too.
Okay, so five kids, okay. Okay, I'm going to see if my fellow board members have any questions for you. Mr. Quinones has a question.
Thank you, Ms. Whitmouse. Officer Trujillo?
Yes, sir.
Can you ask him what his job was in the Mexican military?
¿Cuál fue tu trabajo en el militar de México?
Sí.
¿Qué es lo que tienes?
Fui seguridad del
presidente. ¿Qué
And had he experienced combat in Mexico?
Excuse me, can you repeat that question?
Had he experienced combat or conflict when he was in Mexico?
¿Tuvo algún combate en México, algún conflicto, o estuvo en algún lugar así?
Cuando pertenecía al servicio especial de México, sí.
¿Tuvo algún conflicto?
Sí, en cómo se dice este... con la seguridad.
Well, just like little conflict with security, you know, like they have to protect the president, that was it.
I'm trying to find the right words.
Nothing about wires or bottles or nothing like that.
Why did he decide to kill this man? To kill his victim. I don't quite understand that.
¿Por qué se decidió matar a esta persona?
En mi casa se explotó porque había tomado y habíamos hecho un reporte de la policía de que él estaba buscando en mi sobrina y tuve que hacer un caso y
he said that after doing the report with the police and the police doing nothing about this abusing about him, he was a minor, his name was a minor, and he was being abused, sexually abused by this guy, and doing the report with the police doing nothing, then he got drunk, and he said he was thinking clearly when that happened.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Quinones. Any other questions? Dr. Wright has a question, too.
I think that he indicated that he has three kids in the United States. When the last time he had contact with his family in the United States?
que tiene tres hijos aquí en los Estados Unidos. Son cuatro, ¿verdad? Pero ya son unos cuatro y van a vivir en mi hija muchísimo. Eso va a ocurrir. Aparte de sus hijos, ¿con quién más tiene usted contacto?
Mis hermanos me escriben.
¿Aquí en Estados Unidos?
Sí.
¿Me escriben?
Me escriben.
Pero, siblings can be invited to him, to him, to him, to him.
Did he invite either one of them to be before the board today?
¿Dijo usted a alguno de ellos que querían estar en el board ahora? ¿Que querían ir allí a la corte?
Ah, les dije, pero trabajan, no tienen tiempo, tienen que trabajar para su familia.
Sí, they said that he advised a cuantos, a quien a uno de
ellos.
He advised a couple of the students, but they said they all work and, you know, they have
asking in his own words to tell this board or to tell me, why should this board consider releasing him at this time?
Can you please repeat that question?
Why should this board even consider granting him parole at this time?
Porque usted cree que ellos le deben ahorita a usted dejar salir, de dejarlo de salir en prueba, porque usted cree que deben hacer eso con usted.
Ya me debilité, ya no soy el que era yo antes, ya me hice mío un poquito.
He's getting old, he already learned the lesson, he's already rehabbed lately, and he says that he's a totally different person than how he was in the past.
So he's been over there, and so what has he done? What has he done to convince me as a board member that he should be paroled at this time? What has he done? What can he say to this board? What can he say to me at this time? Yes, I've done this, I've done that, so yes, you should release me. You should place me on parole. So.
Me he debilitado, aquí trabajo, ya no soy mejor, no tengo problemas con nadie.
But in Mexico, he doesn't get in trouble with anybody. He's been a different person with respect to him being also rehabilitated, and he doesn't drink at all. He regrets about everything, about all the things that he has done in the past. He regrets about it, he's sorry about it.
Because
he regrets about it because he says that he hurts a lot of people, especially his sister. So he says that he knows that he hurt people, and he's very sorry about it, and he regrets that, you know, what he had done.
And what could he tell me at this time that, how could he convince me at this time that if he was released and with that ICE detainer, if he were to go to Mexico, how could he ensure us that he would not return back to the United States?
Dice que si usted como va a ser portado para México, ¿cómo le puede estar seguro de ellos que ya no va a regresar aquí?
Yo estoy seguro y tengo fe en mi Dios que ya nunca voy a regresar porque mi tiempo es un día me quiero ir a verlo porque está nacido aquí y me voy a ir a la
vida. He said he has faith in God and that he's 100% sure that he's never coming back because his kids are, you know, U.S. citizens, and if they want to see him, they can go see him whenever they want.
And I know he's asked this before, now how long has he had faith in God? How long has he been a Christian? He said that he has faith now. Over 15 years. And what persuaded him to become a Christian at that time, 15 years ago?
¿Qué hace 15 años? ¿Qué es lo que lo motivó usted para hacerse cristiano?
la Biblia y con Jesús me escribe algo capacité de todos mis errores que cometí.
By reading the Bible and reading your children's letters, you know, telling them about God, and that made them think about all the mistakes that he had made, and that was the conversion to, you know, give his life to Jesus.
Thank you, and thank you so much, and tell him thanks for his answers.
Okay, Mr. Salgado, Mr. Quinones has another question for you.
Thank you, Honorable Ms. Rittenhouse. Officer Trujillo?
Yes.
If you could ask him, because I think our board chairman asked some really important questions about deportation. Does his family in Mexico have enough to support him, or would his children like send money to him in Mexico? And you can see what the concern is, that if he can't stabilize in Mexico, we're worried about the risk of him returning to the United States illegally.
Que como usted va a trabajar y tiene familia ya que lo pueda ayudar, tiene alguien que usted diga le va a llevar a dar trabajo porque trabaja en esto, o tiene lugar, usted tiene propiedad, usted ya, o tiene, ¿qué tiene para que decir aquí me voy a quedar, ya lo voy a regresar?
Sí, mi hija le hizo un consejo a mi hijo visitada y quiere que usted también vaya, y una ciudad de los terrenos, y también yo tengo un terreno allá, una abuela también, lo voy a cuidar.
Sí, they have properties in Mexico, they have one property in Mexico, and also his daughter and his son have properties in Mexico that she would like him to go take care of that.
Y mucho que más quiere, y tengo un terreno, una abuela, y esa la puedo cuidar a mis hijos cuando voy a visitarme, que
yeah, he would like to go and take care of his property in Mexico because he would like to have a place for his kids when they go with him, and he's going to be working in the
evening.
But like, there's not for him coming back, and not even his mom, she's not coming back.
Thank you, Officer Trujillo, and thank you, Mr. Salgado.
Okay, gracias.
Okay, any other questions from board members? No? Okay. Mr. Salgado, we're coming to the end of your hearing, but I want to give you a chance to make a final statement, if you'd like to do that.
Es lo único que nunca más regresaré y si me dan una oportunidad que Dios me lo bendiga, yo nunca más regresaré para cuidar a alguien de mis hijos. Entonces, aquí les escribo que no se vayan a volver a hacer consejos.
He said that he will promise, that he will promise to you, promise to God, that he will never come back, that he promised to take care of whatever property he has there, and he will also encourage his kids to do well in life, you know, to never get in trouble like he did, and he said that God bless you all.
Okay, thank you, Officer Trujillo. And if you just explain to him, the board will go into discussion, and we do our discussion in the open, in public. So it'll sound like we're talking, I mean, we'll try to talk slowly so you can translate for him.
Okay.
But it's just the board talking among itself.
Perfect.
Okay, so tell him that.
Dice que ahorita van a ir todos a discutir su caso. Van a estar ahorita llamando todos a discutir su caso, a ver, opiniones de los demás. Y ahorita nos vuelven a hablar. Vamos a escucharlos a ellos hablar, pero van a hablar entre ellos. Okay.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Okay, so we're ready to go?
Yes.
All right, so the board is now in discussion. And fellow board members, this appears to be a crime of passion, in a way. I mean, it's Mr. Salgado did not have a criminal history. So his niece was being abused, and he did report to the police, and they didn't do anything about it. So he is wrong to take matters in his own hands, but that's what he did. I believe that he has not used drugs. I believe that he's behaved well in prison. I think he's a good man, and he's got his head on straight right
now.
My concern is that seems to be everyone's concern, and that is just that if he did, I'm not sure how we parole someone to Mexico. I'm just not sure how we do that. So, because of that complication, I would not be in favor of parole at this time, but I would listen to any input from fellow board members.
I agree. I think he was about 22 years old when this incident occurred. At the time that it occurred, he did flee to Mexico, then he came back over. He's also, according to the information, has gone back and forth across the border. He was rearrested when he came back, and he was arrested for this current offense, and I'm just not sure that he wouldn't come back to Mexico if we released him at this time.
And Mr. Quinones?
I think there's a counterpoint to that, although it's not a radical difference from my colleagues. It's that even, and of course he's saying I wouldn't do this, if he did illegally return to the United States, I think it's a very low probability that it would be to commit further crimes. So I think this is a unique case. Certainly I wouldn't encourage that. What I'm saying is I'm thinking about public safety, and I don't see the public safety concern. I do have concern about free movement across the border when he's illegal, but I feel as far as the safe transition to community supervision, I would be in favor of that. It's like two separate issues. I'm certainly open to the wisdom of my colleagues.
Any other comments from board members? Dr. Wright?
Yes, I think that, yes, he is an intelligent gentleman. I think he's made progress over the years. However, I still have some concerns. One is the one that's already been discussed, and that is whether he would be a good candidate that would return to the United States. I would even go a step further. Would he even be, would ICE actually send him back to Mexico? That's another question that we have no control over at all as a board. or the state of Arizona has no control over that, because that would really depend upon the Justice Department making that determination whether he would be returned to Mexico. I think there's a couple other concerns that I have. I think that apparently he's made no, and I know he's been somewhat restricted, but he's apparently made no attempt at all to even pay any on the restitution, $1,700, but that has not, or his family has not made any effort at all. Another concern that I have is that, to the best of my knowledge, and if I'm incorrect on this one, please correct me, we do not have support from his family at this time in terms of their submitting letters, phone calls, or anything of that nature to ensure that he would be successful in Mexico. And that's I trust that what he's saying is true. I do trust it, but we need some confirmation that, yes, he has a farmland there, and that he would have, and that would be enough for him to remain in Mexico if he were released. But in view of all of these concerns, and there are some others, I just don't feel that at this particular moment he would be a good candidate to be placed on parole or set for ICE to be turned over to ICE at this time. Thank you so very much, Honorable Madam Reed, Madam Conductor. Thank you.
Thank you. Okay, Officer Trujillo, that was a lot. Did you get the gist of that?
Yes, I kind of like that. Summarize everything is more like, you know, society here is not intended by family, it's a lot. And your concern is about me coming back, raising the law, and down in Mexico, and he's covered, and he's not doing anything. And now, of course, you have to call him his children. And it sounds very, very convincing that he's not coming back.
Thank you so very much, Officer. You summed up everything that I said quite well, better than I did. Thank you.
Thank you. Okay. Just based on everything that we've talked about today, I'm going to make a motion to deny general parole and absolute discharge for Mr. Salgado, and I will recommend a one-year set-off. Okay, so motion by myself, seconded by Mr. Johnson, agreed by Dr. Wright, Mr. Neal, Mr. Quinones. And the reasons for denial. A serious and violent offense. Officer Trujillo, if you want to translate these as we go, I'll go slowly.
Okay.
A serious and violent offense. Loss of human life. Trauma to the victim. Serious bodily injury. I'm going to say poor no release plan. And no family community or support system. And Officer Trujillo, if you could explain to him, the reason we checked that is, this is his first parole hearing, so he may not know. His family can write letters. They can participate on the telephone in the hearing, or they can come here in person and be in the hearing. And that's how we would know that he's got family support.
He said he wasn't aware of that.
Right, it's his first hearing. So I just want to make sure he knows that for the future, so he can do
that.
You could talk to his CO3 and they know where to send them.
Okay, perfect. Dice que fue a un constituyente y él está buscando donde va a decir cuando tiene usted la corte, a dónde va a ir su familia, el día de la corte. Okay.
Yeah. Okay. So does he have any other questions?
¿Tiene alguna otra pregunta?
It will be about a year from now. The department will certify him.
Okay.
Well, Officer Trujillo, we want to thank you very much. It's very difficult to do what you do, but you made it easy for us. So,
thank you
very much. And thank Mr. Salgado for participating too.
Dice que gracias por estar disponible, por estar bien, por favor.
Gracias y que Dios me bendiga y yo.
Thank you, I don't know you all.
Que estoy bien, me sentido de todo lo que hice. Y yo sé que si mucho más, yo
voy a vivir. Yo quiero que
me doy corazón, me arrepiento y hermano.
Thank you so much. And Officer, the hearing is concluded.
And would you put the CO3 back on? I mean, the other CO3 back on? You did such an outstanding job, so thank you.